This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 170 for Thursday, December 2nd. Ice canola futures are pushing higher on Thursday, getting support from strong upticks in European rapeseed and the Chicago soy complex. The January canola contract jumps $28.30 at $1,022.60 per ton. The March contract rises $17.80 at $985.10 per ton. Support for edible oils, including canola, is coming from increases in global crude oil prices. However, crude is volatile and quick to change direction. Stats Canada will release its long-awaited principal crop report tomorrow morning. The trade largely expects canola production to be 11.5 million to 13 million tons. In September, Stats Canada projected 12.8 million tons. Canadian National Rail says it will reopen its Kamloops to Vancouver corridor on the weekend. More heavy rains this week in southern British Columbia forced the railway to close its corridor. CN is also diverting some of its trains to Prince Rupert. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 78.07 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 78.27. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales of soybeans. One is just over 164,000 tons to China, and the other is for 130,000 tons to unknown destinations. Delivery for both is to be during the current marketing year. The USDA says export sales of soybeans for the week ending November 25th total 1.08 million tons, which are down 32% from the previous week. Soy meal sales fall 25.7% at nearly 176,000 tons, and soy oil sales climb 33.6% at 68,400 tons. The department reports corn export sales in excess of 1.2 million tons and down 21% from a week ago. Wheat plummets almost 84% at 99,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday. The January contract rises 16 cents at $12.44 per bushel. January soy oil climbs 1.16 cents at 53.34 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal dips 30 cents at $3.48.80 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Thursday. The March contract increases a nickel at $5.77 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the March contract jumping 31 cents at $7.34. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as well, with Chicago March gaining 24.5 cents at $8.15. Kansas City March increases 23 cents at $8.42. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March rises 23 cents at $10.43. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, December 2nd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.